Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Here's today's top three stories.
5:13, News Radio 92.3. Beautiful afternoon. You are enjoying yourself. How could you not? Thank you so much for having us on. Chris Bryant, Austin Price here. Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and take a look at the first top trending story this afternoon. There was another blaze at the ECUA Materials Recycling Facility. We called it the MRF, by the way. Officials say a lithium-ion battery is to blame as the cause of that fire on Wednesday in Beulah. ECUA staff, along with the Scambia Fire Rescue, quickly responded, suppressed the fire. All recycling operations back online today, and there were no injuries reported.
All right, very good news there. And University Town Plaza, among 10 Florida retail centers now for sale as owner Washington Prime Group sheds its portfolio following a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This move includes layoffs at their Columbus headquarters, but also the sale of about half of their properties. The University Plaza includes major retailers like JCPenney, Academy Sports, and they also have several restaurants like Texas Roadhouse, Bubba's 33, and Moe's Southwest Grill.
Okay, Scambia County is, by the way, this is number three. Scambia County is moving forward with plans to upgrade the area on Pensacola Beach, where those toll booths are now presently standing. County officials want to include a new architectural arch. It resembles a sailfish fin. Very pretty, very design friendly. The total cost of the new gateway project estimated to be through about $6.3 million to $7.5 million. That includes $2 million for roadway improvements, as well as additional landscaping and lighting for $800,000 to $2 million. A lot of bucks we're talking about here. Commissioners will consider the approval of the design cost at their May 1st board meeting.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
All righty, looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. We also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And just a couple spots in Pensacola giving us trouble here, most notably I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp and on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, sitting at around 79 degrees, it's going to be a low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be cloudy with a high of 81, and Friday night we'll have some patchy fog where the low will be 65.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Yeah, we've got some interesting things happening around here. Just don't forget, though, the meteor shower tonight, last night, to really take a good look at it locally. So no special equipment is required to observe the lights. And let's not forget about, of course, I like this one, over at St. Christopher's Episcopal Church, the concert series underway this evening, the Modern El Dorados. Crowd favorite. They love these this band. They crank it up at 6 o'clock on North 12th Avenue stage. Florida News, Brevard Public Schools in the state are not reviewing and renewing the contract of a teacher, Melissa Calhoun. Deborah Valentine has the story.
The English teacher used a 17-year-old student's preferred name to reflect gender identity in violation of state law. Dozens of students and parents showed up in support of Calhoun at the board's Tuesday night meeting, demanding her contract be renewed.
I have your back!
I think it's really awful that just for respecting someone, you know, all of this has happened.
The board voted 4-1 against renewing Calhoun's contract. Board member John Thomas.
This is a case of poor judgment, mistake.
Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
And the Sunshine State handing out millions of dollars for infrastructure improvements and workforce training. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that the Florida Job Growth Grant Fund is distributing over $14 million for projects that will advance key industries. The money is going to Indian River State College, Miami-Dade College, Sebring Airport Authority, and Wakulla County.
All right, don't expect conditions to improve anytime soon as almost 90 wildfires burning across the state, affecting some 2,700 acres. Fire officials say Florida will continue to be dry. Don't expect much rain coming anytime soon. The largest fire burning is the 27 fire. It's down in Broward County. National Weather Service says very low humidity and dry conditions are creating an elevated fire danger.
And today, Senator Rick Scott joined Venezuelan community leaders in Tampa for a rally advocating for freedom and democracy in the nation. He has been a strong supporter of the Venezuelan people, particularly after Nicolas Maduro's regime stole the recent election from rightful President Edmundo Gonzalez. Scott says that he continues to push for accountability through initiatives like the Bolivar Act and the Stop Maduro Act.
518 News Radio 92.3. On Wednesday, House lawmakers passed House Bill 1009. This requires "In God We Trust" to be clearly visible in a public area in schools, all Florida schools. The companion bill did not get a Senate committee hearing as the House is moving ahead despite the lack of interest in the upper chamber.
All right. And Florida crews are battling a wildfire raging just north of Tampa. We were talking about how wildfires have become a big problem. It's burning in the Key Vista Nature Park area. Ground crews were being assisted by helicopters dumping water. Not yet known, at least as of earlier today, what sparked the blaze.
Yeah, if you remember, we were discussing the fire dangers in the Panhandle, especially it was the 162-acre fire over in Bay County. They've got that thing. It's about 90% contained. That's the good information to pass on there. Just if you're doing outdoor burning, be extra careful and check the weather conditions before you do that. A Florida father is sentenced to life in prison for killing his son. Matt Murphy has the details.
A Florida man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the killing of his six-year-old son. Larry Rhodes Jr., now 25, was convicted of first-degree murder and multiple counts of child abuse. Authorities say Rhodes and the boy's mother, Bianca Blaze, became enraged after the child drank from a toilet inside their Osceola County motel room in 2022. Investigators say the couple beat the boy, with Rhodes delivering fatal blows to his head and stomach. The child died days later from blunt force trauma. Blaze pleaded guilty last year to manslaughter and child neglect. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
519 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some of the biggest national headlines that are happening for you right before your Fox News break. All that and more coming up on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly, as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. Costello's has all your barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter-pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, briskets, pork butts, and so much more. At Costello's, you'll find all the best boarhead sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready from charcuterie boards to chicken salad and the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop, Deli, Fine Wine, and Cheeses. Find them today on the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
Johns Hopkins University has found that just mild hearing loss doubles your risk of dementia, so hearing loss isn't something to ignore.
But hearing aids are so expensive and ugly.
Not anymore. Meet Audion Hearing. You can get nearly invisible hearing aids without a prescription starting at $98 a pair, and they're ready to use right out of the box. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, and with over a million customers, Audion is easy to trust. Visit AudionHearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N Hearing.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cause to me they're all the same. I hug them and I squeeze them. They don't even know my name. They call me the Wanderer.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 523, News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for having us on today. It's a beauty day. We enjoy that ride home with you. So thank you so much. President Trump upping the pressure on Ukraine to accept his plans for peace, even after a Russian missile and drone attack on the Ukrainian capital. Rich Edson is at the White House and has more.
Russia launched another massive strike on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv. Ukrainian officials say the attacks killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The president says he was not happy with Russia. Despite Russia's persistent attacks, the president says he believes Putin will listen to him and stop the bombing. This week, the president has leaned on Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to accept his administration's parameters for peace, essentially freezing battle lines, barring Ukraine from joining NATO, potentially recognizing Crimea as Russian, in return for what critics say are vague security guarantees. As for Crimea, the president said that was ceded in 2014 when Russia took over the territory then.
Well, say what you want about Trump as the president, but Trump as the businessman is objectively quite the self-promoter. The Trump Organization's online store selling Trump 2028 merchandise. A shirt with Trump 2028 printed across the chest with "Rewrite the Rules" inside parentheses below is available for $36. A Trump 2028 hat is also available for $50. Last month, President Trump told NBC News during a phone interview that he's not joking about the possibility of a third term, but added it's far too early to think about it. Trump also said that there are methods which you could do it.
News Radio 92.3, we're watching the money today. Hillary Barsky has the numbers along with the market results.
Stocks finishing higher for a third straight session as investors digest a new crop of earnings reports, trade headlines, and economic data. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors closed in the green, with tech leading the charge. Consumer staples lagged. Shares of Texas Instruments jumped over 6% after the chipmaker provided a revenue forecast for the June quarter. However, shares of PepsiCo fell 5% after the beverage and snack maker delivered a disappointing quarter. The Dow winners, Microsoft, Salesforce, and Goldman Sachs. The Dow Kleiner's, IBM, Procter & Gamble, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 487 points, the Nasdaq higher by 458, S&P 500 up 109, and exiting correction territory. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here. Still have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we do have an accident reported on I-10 east. This is going to be if you are traveling just getting over Escambia Bay Bridge and heading towards exit 22. That's to get onto Avalon Boulevard. Got some heavy backups in that area that we'll be keeping an eye on for you. As for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 65.
Home sales dropping last month as prices rise for the 21st consecutive month. Jerry Willis has the numbers from the National Association of Realtors.
4.02 total sales in the month, but that is down 5.9% month to month and down 2.4% year over year. Barbara Corcoran, founder of Corcoran Group, said economic uncertainty and Trump's tariffs are undermining confidence among potential buyers.
People at home are worried about their futures and nervous about everything, and the last thing they do is want to make a large commitment to anything.
Though Trump's announcement of tariffs didn't occur until April 2nd, he vowed to raise tariffs as early as his first day in office.
And the Vatican says over 90,000 people have visited St. Peter's Basilica to pay homage to Pope Francis. The 88-year-old died Monday after suffering a stroke. His body will lie in state until Friday evening, and his funeral will be held on Saturday. The Vatican confirmed about 50 heads of state, including President Trump, will be there.
Okay, 527, News Radio 92.3. Not much change in the job market in the latest readings. Jenny Casola has those numbers.
New claims for unemployment benefits were up by a modest 6,000 last week at 222,000, remaining close to recent levels. It's a sign layoffs continue to remain subdued. The number matched forecasts. Continuing claims, those remaining on benefits in the previous week, declined 37,000 to 1.84 million. Though cooling sentiment on the economy has raised concerns that businesses will pull back on hiring, companies appear to be holding on to current staff with little change for now, essentially freezing the job market. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
And a federal judge ordering the Trump administration to return another immigrant deported to El Salvador. The judge ruled yesterday the Venezuelan migrant, known only as Christian in court documents, was deported despite being part of a class action settlement that should have prevented him from being removed from the United States. Christian was among the plaintiffs that settled a lawsuit with the federal government, arguing they should be allowed to stay in the country while their asylum claims were adjudicated.
Well, there's been another space launch for China. CJ Papa has more on it.
First, the countdown. Then, liftoff from the Gobi Desert in northwestern China. Three Chinese astronauts headed to China's own space station to replace the current crew slated to return to Earth in the same spaceship. The communist nation planning another big step in the space race with a crewed mission to the moon and exploration of Mars. China's space agency landed an explorer on Mars and a rover on the less explored far side of the moon and wants to put a person on the moon before 2030. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And Americans being ripped off by cyber criminals at record amounts. A new report from the FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center says scammers and cyber criminals stole a record $6.6 billion from Americans last year. That's a 33% increase from 2023. A spokesperson for the FBI Cyber Division says they received over 850,000 claims of scams, fraud, and internet crimes last year.
Now, the Florida Forest Service and the town of Century are giving away free trees tomorrow to celebrate National Arbor Day. That event opens up about 10 a.m. in the community center. This is on West Highway 4 at Industrial Boulevard. There's a limit of 2 trees per person while the supplies last. The event is open to all Florida residents. Residency in the town of Century is not required. And boy, Columbia University getting ready for a new round of protest over Israel's war in Gaza. Teresa Crowley has an explanation.
The Ivy League Columbia campus warns students to brace for another springtime bloom of protest camps, with an email blast to students that they've become aware of pro-Palestinian protesters' plans. But this year, under threat of losing federal funding for failing to protect students from anti-Semitism, Columbia vows to tear down any encampments immediately and have disruptors arrested, saying it values the right to protest but will ensure the safety of students and campus activities. NBC reported a secret planning meeting of 100 people in Brooklyn, vowing they would take over the space and make it their own. The ringleaders urging protesters not to wear masks because it would tip off campus security. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Now, you don't think anybody's going to do that without a mask, do you?
I would hope not. If you're going to be a criminal, at least be smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, very interesting. Don't forget, we have the meteor shower happening this evening. We have St. Christopher's Church, Modern El Dorado's, kicking off the stage 6 o'clock over on North 12th Avenue. This is News Radio 92.3. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Trump hosting the Norwegian Prime Minister at the White House. They talk about efforts to put an end to the Russia's war in Ukraine. The president commenting on a social media post he made, saying in part, Vladimir, stop, 5,000 soldiers a week are dying.
I didn't like last night. I wasn't happy with it. And we're in the midst of talking peace and missiles were fired. And I was not happy with it.
Well, the president's claiming the government's collecting billions more in revenue as his administration looks to re-energize American manufacturing. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett on Fox says it's a win-win situation for the United States.
President Trump recognizes, as we all do, that we're going to get a lot of tariff revenue and it's going to help us balance the budget. And if people want to avoid the tariffs, then if they onshore production in the U.S., then we'll get tax revenue from that.
Some economists have questioned the amount of revenue expected. America's listening to Fox News.
As a business owner, you've got a lot on your plate, managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and our HR expertise. Avalon HR can help you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Employing made easy. AvalonHR.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Drama in Santa Rosa County as Kerry Smith gets called a liar and then says, yeah, I did lie to you, unintentionally, about the dead-end road at Ibis being connected to a subdivision that's in development. Should we spend $25 million to put AstroTurf on the John R. Jones facility on 9 Mile? Is that a reasonable investment, or is that way too much money for turf nobody wants? And Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall joined the show. You can listen to all of those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
534, News Radio 92.3, number 101. There was another fire at the ECUA materials recycling facility. Second in just a few years here. Officials say a lithium-ion battery is to blame as the cause of that fire Wednesday in Beulah. ECUA staff, along with Scambia Fire Rescue, quickly responded, suppressed the fire. All recycling operations back online today. There were no injuries reported.
And University Town Plaza is among 10 Florida retail centers now for sale. This is because owner Washington Prime Group shed its portfolio following a Chapter 11 bankruptcy. This move includes layoffs at their Columbus headquarters, but also the sale of about half of their properties. The University Plaza includes major retailers like JCPenney and Academy Sports, as well as several restaurants like Texas Roadhouse, Bubba's 33, and Moe's Southwest Grill.
And the third, Escambia County is moving forward with plans to upgrade the area on Pensacola Beach, where the toll booths are now standing. County officials want to include a new architectural arch. Kind of resembles a sailfish fin. Total cost for the new gateway project estimated to be $6.3 million to potentially $7.5 million. That includes $2 million for roadway improvements as well as additional landscaping and lighting for $800,000 to $2 million. A lot of numbers here I'm throwing at you.
Yeah.
Commissioners will consider the approval of the design cost at their May 1st board meeting.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
I don't think I've ever seen that before. Blood on the head, all over the face. Come in, shoot the free throw, and obviously we'll check out now and get cleaned up.
It's as if Rocky Balboa came out to shoot the free throws.
Oh, man. Talk about a fan favorite. They love Porzingis. Here in Boston.
How can I not come out? Like, oh, I have 5 stitches. I can't play anymore. Like, no, like, my legs work. Everything works, you know? So, of course, I'm going to be out there. And as I said, you know me. I like these moments, you know? I come back out again and, you know, get a little love from the crowd, you know?
Boston Celtics center Kristaps Porzingis received 5 stitches on his forehead after he was bloodied on the face and his scalp after elbowed by Orlando's Goga Batase in Game 2 of their first-round playoff series on TNT. Porzingis scored 20 points. Jalen Brown had 36. Celtics, without Jason Tatum, beat the Magic 109-100 to take a 2-0 series lead. Wednesday was Jalen House Rock Night. After Jalen Brown scored 36 for Boston, Jalen Green scored 38 points for the Rockets, who beat the Warriors in Game 2, 109-94, series even 1-1. Golden State lost Jimmy Butler late in the first quarter to a pelvic contusion. Donovan Mitchell scored 30 points, led the Cavaliers over the Heat 121-112. Cleveland was up 19 points late third quarter before Miami got to within two late in the fourth. Then Donovan Mitchell scored 8 points in a row for the Cavs to put the game away. Stanley Cup playoffs, Dallas Stars won in overtime for the second game in a row. Tyler Seguin scored the game winner in Denver for a 2-1 Dallas win and 2-1 series lead. The Kings went up 2-0 on the Oilers, winning 6-2. Capitals lead the Canadiens 2-0 after a 3-1 victory. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame defensive tackle Steve McMichael's battle with ALS has ended. McMichael has died at age 67. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All righty, and we've got another development into Shannon Sharpe's situation. The former NFL star saying he's stepping away temporarily from his duties at ESPN after being accused of sexual assault. In a statement, Sharpe said the relationship in question was 100% consensual and said that he will be devoting his time away from working in the media to his family instead. Sharpe said he plans to return to ESPN at the start of the NFL preseason.
538, News Radio 92.3, Barry Exani Saturday night tonight if you're an NFL fan. It's the NFL draft. They'll be kicking that off later this evening with the first round in Green Bay. Cleveland Browns quarterback and former University of Delaware quarterback Joe Flacco. He's a good player. I like Joe. He says, well, he's excited for the event, adding it has changed a lot since he was in the draft years ago.
They bring a lot of guys to the draft now, so there's probably a little bit more pressure involved with that. Fortunately for a lot of the guys that are there now, they probably have a better idea of where they're going to be drafted than I did.
And speaking of legendary NFL veterans, the Titans signing veteran wide receiver Tyler Lockett. That was announced Wednesday night. Lockett spent the first 10 seasons of his career in Seattle with the Seahawks before he was released earlier this offseason. Last year, Lockett caught 49 passes for 600 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Okay, he was a member of arguably the most legendary defense in NFL history. And then a pretty darn well-known pro wrestler. Fox's Greg Thompson has looked back on the life of Steve McMichael.
The Tennessee Titans have the first overall pick, and at this point, it's pretty much the consensus that they'll be going with Miami quarterback Cam Ward, who set school records for most passing yards and touchdown passes in a season. But after that is when things start getting interesting. The Cleveland Browns are at 2, and the New York Giants are at 3. Either of them could go with Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter, who played both defense and offense at Colorado, or Penn State pass rusher Abdul Carter. Both of those teams also need a quarterback, though, and could decide instead to take Colorado's Shedeur Sanders. Which direction they go, or if they trade the picks, will likely be what shapes the rest of the first round. Greg Thompson, Fox News. A family spokesperson confirming that Steve McMichael passed away Wednesday evening at the age of 67 following a battle with ALS and just a few hours after being moved to hospice care. The man they called Mongo was diagnosed back in 2021, but before that, he spent 13 seasons with the Chicago Bears, playing defensive tackle on the iconic 1985 team, which won the franchise's only Super Bowl, and he still has the second most sacks in team history. After retiring, he moved to wrestling, even teaming up with Ric Flair as part of WCW's famous Four Horsemen. McMichael was elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame just last year and watched the ceremony from his bed at home, surrounded by his 1985 teammates, as his wife turned his head so that he could see his bust be unveiled. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Two of the biggest storylines in the NFL draft are where will Shedeur Sanders land and the arm length of Will Campbell. So I talked to legendary offensive lineman Joe Thomas, who sounded off about the dopey criticism of short arms. Remember, Joe once had that same pre-draft criticism as well. And then when his Browns came up, Joe made it clear he wanted Travis Hunter at 2, but he would love to see Cleveland trade back up to get Shedeur Sanders. If that happens, he said it would be Cleveland's equivalent of winning a Super Bowl. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? It's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an Odds Boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your Odds Boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotion promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 542, News Radio 92.3. Very interesting. I really want to talk. It's kind of a bringing in a national story and localizing it for you.
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to tell you, a major beverage and snack company says it's seeing the impact of tariff turmoil. This is part of the equation for the national stories. Jenny Casola explains the story.
PepsiCo, parent company of Pepsi-Cola, Frito-Lay Snacks, and Quaker Oats, is seeing demand for its products cooling. Snack food sales declined in recent months. CEO Ramon LaGuarta says consumer conditions in many markets remain subdued, inflation has strained budgets, and altered food shopping patterns. At the same time, it's costing the company more to ship products. Its recent quarter was disappointing, and PepsiCo is lowering expectations for this year. The company is expecting more volatility and uncertainty, particularly related to global trade developments, which it expects will increase its supply chain costs. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
Okay, let me bring it into a sweeter territorial area local. And believe me, there's a lot of sugar on this story. Mondelez International announced it's going to be joining Damien's Ice Cream, Hershey's Ice Cream, and Buffalo Rock, and building a distribution center within the footprint of the Northwest Florida Industrial Park on the 10 Freeway in Milton. The company bills itself as one of the largest snack food producers anywhere in the world.
Wow. All right. And there's fears of a possible serial killer in the New England area after an eighth body was discovered in the region. On Tuesday, police found the body of a woman near a bike path in Springfield, Massachusetts. Her cause of death has yet to be determined and is being investigated as an unattended death. Talk of a serial killer has been happening in the region since March, as seven other bodies, most of which were women, have been found in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. A Facebook group titled New England Series Killer has driven speculation. Police have not confirmed any connection between the deaths.
Okay, 544, News Radio 92.3. Austin Price just minutes away here from taking a look at our weather and local traffic together. We'll find out what's going on with Austin there. Also, President Trump has been speaking differently about tariffs on China, saying the rate will come down substantially. Beijing has a 125% tariff on American goods, which came in response to the 145% tariff the Trump administration put on Chinese goods. It's unclear whether policy changes will come with Trump's change in tone.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, still got some very heavy backups on I-10 if you're traveling eastbound. Coming over to Escambia Bay, heading towards Avalon Boulevard, there was an accident reported there earlier this hour. Also have some backups on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and a couple of spots. Another accident reported on Highway 98. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Bower Road. Got some heavy backups there. And last but not least, Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound, passing Dog Track Road. Got some issues in that area as well, but luckily there's not an accident reported there. As for the weather on a local scale, 79 degrees, low of 67 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 65.
546, yes, it's just a beautiful day out there. I hope you're having a, you know, get off from work, get a chance to get outside, maybe play with the kids or something like that.
Sure.
If you're heading to the beach, yellow flags are flying over on the island, so that's kind of what it's looking like on that side of the equation. Looking at a couple of business stories, if you don't mind. China is touting its dominance in shipbuilding. Mike Tobin has the details from Chicago.
In the race to dominate the seas, the U.S. is not in first place commercially and militarily. China has the most ships at sea. In fact, Tuesday, China flexed its dominance with a warship parade. China's People Liberation Army is celebrating 76 years of having a Navy, and the gap is growing. From 2014 to 2023, China launched 157 warships, more than double the 67 christened by the U.S. Navy. The construction, particularly of U.S. Navy ships, has been slow and over budget. The Bipartisan Shipbuilding and Harbor Infrastructure for Prosperity and Security, or SHIPS Act, is intended to get domestic shipyards modernized and running again.
And Democratic attorneys general from 12 states have filed lawsuits against the Trump administration over the president's tariffs. Connecticut, Arizona, Illinois, Colorado, Minnesota, and Delaware have joined New York in the lawsuit, along with Maine, New Mexico, Oregon, Vermont, and Nevada. So all over the place. The attorneys general seeking a court order declaring the tariffs illegal. Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays, for example, referred to Trump's tariffs as insane.
Well, the feds will begin enforcing the national real ID law starting in 13 days. That's May 7th. Federal agencies will accept only state-issued driver's license and IDs that meet real ID requirements. Now listen, it doesn't have to be this complicated. If your driver's license or ID card has that little gold star in the upper right corner, you're good to go.
All right. Good to know. And confidence in President Trump's ability to handle the U.S. economy is dropping. That's according to new polls, at least. About 37% of Americans approve of what Trump has been doing so far. That's lower than any rating he got during his first term. And that's according to a Reuters Ipsos poll that came out yesterday. It's a 14-point drop since November when he won the election. Meanwhile, a Pew Research Center poll also came out yesterday, finding that less than half are confident Trump can make good decisions about the economy.
American Cruise Lines, one of the nation's leading luxury cruise operators, plans to begin service out of Pensacola in March 2026. The new Gulf Coast itinerary will take passengers through six ports of call from Pensacola, Mobile, Biloxi, Ocean Springs, Pascagoula, on to New Orleans over the course of an eight-day, seven-night trip where passengers will be able to explore the Gulf Coast area.
And the number of Americans filing first-time claims for unemployment assistance was up only slightly more than expected last week. The Labor Department says it received 222,000 initial claims in the week ending April 19th. That's an increase of 6,000 from the week prior and just a couple thousand off from the 220,000 most analysts were expecting today.
I'm not sure how I would react to this. Here I am driving down like the 10 freeway across the state of Texas. And if you ever drove across the state of Texas, you swear you'll never get out of the state. It just keeps going.
Huge.
It just keeps going. And going. So there you are driving, and you look off to the right of you, and there's nobody driving the car next to you. Would you have some concern? I certainly would. One tech company is looking to test self-driving trucks on a stretch of interstate in Texas. Kevin Cork has a pretty good explanation.
The 200-mile stretch of Interstate 45 in the Lone Star State of Texas between Dallas and Houston will soon start seeing driverless trucks cruising right by. A Pittsburgh company called Aurora Innovation will start rolling out its first autonomous truck in the coming days. Now, they had been testing with a backup safety driver in the cab. For what it's worth, that part of I-45 is a very popular freight route in the Lone Star State, and the company's hoping to eventually expand.
And we're watching Your Money right now with Your Money Now.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Meta has reportedly laid off employees in its Reality Labs division, that segment responsible for developing virtual reality, augmented reality, and related wearable devices. CNBC reports the cuts affect an unspecified number of employees working in the Oculus Studios unit, which develops those VR and AR games for Meta's Quest VR headsets. Shares of Meta currently up 4% in after-hours trading. Companies in March ramped up their orders for big-ticket goods ahead of President Trump's tariffs on U.S. imports. The data released by the Commerce Department today shows durable goods orders soaring a seasonally adjusted 9.2% for the month. Stocks were higher today on Wall Street, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 1.2% to more than 2.7%. U.S. crude oil futures for June are residing under $63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
4:50. I'm still getting into this 5 o'clock hour.
You don't want the show to ever end, do you?
5:50 on News Radio 92.3. A look into a healthier you, only minutes away. Coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1,
Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers. On the News Radio Garden Line, sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Hall's Hardware in Milton.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now.
Here's today's health news.
A lot of sunshine. Temps close to 80. Doesn't get much better than this for an afternoon. Thanks for listening, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. New blood tests to help detect serious illnesses is out. Well, Lisa Brady has a report.
This is House Call for Health. There's a new blood test that detects the pathology of Alzheimer's disease. Research scientist Sonia Laula has been working with the team at ARUP Laboratories to offer a test that detects Alzheimer's disease pathology that excludes invasive features.
A lot of people don't want to go to the doctor and have to give a spinal tap to have a sample that is sent to the laboratory.
With the newly launched p-tau 217 blood test,
they can just go and get a simple blood draw and have that sent in.
It makes seeing the signs potentially much simpler. The test is designed for those ages 60 and older. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
And birth rates in the U.S. are at a near record low. New data released by the CDC says about 3.6 million babies were born in the U.S. last year. That's a 1% increase from 2023, which saw an all-time low birth rate in the United States. The Trump administration has been considering new policies to encourage women to have more babies, including giving $5,000 in cash to each woman who gives birth. When asked about it by reporters this week, Trump said the proposal sounded like a good idea to him.
You know, I was just looking at this and following some of the Democrats' response. They don't like this. They are now calling this move racist.
What?
I'm still trying to figure it out. Okay, more young people are dying from colorectal cancer, and medical researchers are investigating why in the heck is this happening. Jonathan Seary has this story.
Colorectal cancer now kills more than 3,700 young adults in the U.S. each year. It threatens to become the leading cause of cancer-related death in people under 50 by the end of the decade, unless researchers can solve the medical mystery behind the trend. A peer-reviewed study published in the journal Nature finds that many of these younger patients experience DNA damage in early childhood from a bacterial toxin called colibactin. Outside the study, oncologists have long warned of links between cancer and environmental factors such as obesity and ultra-processed foods.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, looking at the roads here, man, got several spots of note right now. So if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 towards Bauer Road, we did have an accident reported in that area causing heavy congestion at this time. Also have some issues on Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound passing Dog Track Road. And last but not least, if you are traveling eastbound on I-10, coming over Escambia Bay, trying to head towards Avalon Boulevard, we've still got some heavy backups because of an accident reported there earlier this hour. As for the weather, 79 degrees, going to be a low of 60. 7 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be partly cloudy, high of 81, low of 65.
Here's today's pop culture news.
All right, big day over New Orleans. Yep, New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Fest kicked off today. Spanning two weekends, there is absolutely no shortage of superstar talent over there for that one. And the psychological thriller You is back. Michelle Pollino has an explanation.
You, starring Penn Badgley as Joe Goldberg, returns to Netflix for a fifth and final season. The psychological stalker thriller sees Joe back in New York to enjoy his happily ever after until his perfect life is threatened by the ghosts of his past and his own dark desires.
There isn't a line I wouldn't cross to protect this family.
No, you want us to kill everyone who's suspicious of us for the rest of our lives.
Is that so wrong? If it's for the right reasons.
The final season picks up after Joe and Kate left London. She has her dream job and he is dubbed her Prince Charming by the press until his misadventures catch up with him. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Cornell University canceling a concert by R&B singer Kalani over her stance on Israel's war in Gaza. Kalani has been a vocal critic of Israel's policies towards the Palestinians, and speaking out at concerts and online has gotten her in some trouble. In a 2024 music video, she wore a jacket covered in keffiyehs while dancers waved a Palestinian flag, an intro phase in the video reading "Long live the Intifada." The president of the Ivy League school said that her statements were anti-Semitic and anti-Israeli, bringing division and discourse to the annual concert.
Despite promises that it had enough product for the June 5th release, Nintendo is walking that back. Well, here's the details.
So much for having enough Nintendo Switch 2 consoles ready for pre-orders. Fans complaining of long wait times, error messages, and website problems. Pre-orders through the official Nintendo site with a message saying, quote, "Due to the very high demand, we will be working diligently to fulfill orders as product becomes available. But delivery by June 5th is not guaranteed. And we'll confirm your shipping date upon purchase." But other retailers were highlighted by the House of Mario, urging fans to visit one of the participating stores, like Best Buy or GameStop. Nintendo had required pre-orders from longtime users of the Nintendo Switch 1 with at least 50 gameplay hours and have a Nintendo Switch Online subscription active for at least 12 months. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. Wow, just a couple of minutes now here before 6. The brand name for a failed music fest is up for sale. Monica DeLuca reports.
Fire owner and convicted con artist Billy McFarland releasing a statement online. After 2 years of rebuilding Fire with honesty, creativity, and relentless effort, it's time to pass the torch. McFarland was released from federal prison in May 2022 after serving 4 years for defrauding investors and committing wire fraud in the disastrous 2017 Fire Festival, which had been branded as a luxury musical extravaganza with gourmet dining, but ended up actually being a bunch of FEMA tents and a menu of cheese sandwiches. McFarland also announced a Fire Festival 2, which never happened. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
Okay, I want to remind you, if you live over in Santa Rosa County, part of Berry Hill Road's eastbound lane is going to be closed Monday morning around 9, doing some repairs. The lane will temporarily close between Old Stone Boulevard and Walker Road. FDOT says it'll reopen Monday evening. This is News Radio 92.3.
Local talk in the morning, 5 to 9, with Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.